Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 56. Today we're reading Chapter 5, Part 2 of the book, Giving Thanks for Thanksgiving's Past. No matter how wonderful your Thanksgiving tradition has been, it will come to an end. You just don't know when, but precious memories will make those Thanksgiving's past last forever, and new ones can begin. By Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Chapter 5, Part 2, Gabriela Exposito, 26 years old. Gabriela recounted the health scare she had experienced over the past year. During one of our weekly chats, Mother asked me, "Are you making regular visits to your doctor?" Well, I can't hear you. It's either yes or no," Celestina said. "Not really," Gabriela said. "Gabriela, what did I tell you? You have to keep your appointments. Cancer runs in the family. I lost both breasts just this past year." "But Mom, Granny Leeks has not gotten cancer and she's up in age, so it may bypass me." "You can't just assume that," Celestina said. "Mom, I've been quite busy. Plus, I feel fine. I can't tell the last time I had a headache. I simply do not have time." "When is your next appointment?" "To tell you the truth, I really don't know. I probably have to call and schedule one," Gabriela said. "It's just so much hassle." "Sometimes you have to come out of your comfort zone and look out for your health. That cancer can hit you suddenly or gradually. Mine came on suddenly, and I had no choice but to have them both removed. Now promise me you'll set up an appointment as soon as we get off the phone." "Okay, Mom, I promise." "And are you doing your breast test for any lumps in the breast area?"
"No, ma'am."
"You're not taking this seriously, are you?"
"I'll make the appointment as soon as we get off the phone," Gabriela said,
so that she would have good news to report to her mother and to set her mother's mind at ease on their next phone call. Gabriela hurriedly examined her breast each day. Nope, nothing there. After not feeling any lumps in either breast, she soon stopped her daily examination. A month later, she was being examined by her doctor. "Gabriela, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's a lump in your left breast. It seems to be of a good size to cause concern," her doctor, Dr. Champella, said. Gabriela remembered the conversation she had with her mother. Fear set in. "Am I going to have my breast cut off?" she asked. "I don't think so. I believe we've caught it early enough, but I cannot guarantee you anything right now, until after we do the x-ray." "It does seem to be a good size," Dr. Champella said. "I notice you have not been keeping up with your appointments."
"That's my fault. I've been busy with work and all that."
"I understand, but I cannot stress to you the importance of keeping your appointments. We catch things early and can begin the proper treatment." "Am I going to get chemotherapy? I hear it's painful," Gabriela asked. "Let's just wait on the results of the x-ray. I'll be at the hospital on Thursday between 10 and 2. Can you meet me there at 2 for the x-ray?" Before Gabriela pulled out of the parking lot, she gave her mother a call. "Mom, bad news. Dr. Champella found a lump in my left breast. She wants me to come to the hospital on Thursday for an x-ray. My life is ending. I simply can't believe this."
"Calm down. It's not the end of the world. I've survived and you can too," Celestina said.
"Will you come with me on Thursday?"
"Sure."
The x-ray revealed a cancerous growth. "But," Dr. Champella said, "we can beat it. It has not gone out of control."
"What are her options as far as treatment goes?" Celestina asked.
"We can go ahead and remove the breast."
"It's that big, huh?" Celestina said.
"Yes. Our second option is chemo, and I must tell you that it is not very comfortable."
"Is there a third option?" Celestina asked.
"Why, yes. Some women are choosing to go the natural route, and that is to change their diet," Dr. Champella said. "I have brochures in my drawer on all three. Take a few days to decide, as we want you to feel comfortable with whichever you choose."
Not much was said during the ride home. "Just pray and ask God to help you make the right decision," Celestina said.
"Why don't I just ask him to heal me without having to go with any of the three options?"
"You could do that, but I would not if I were you. The cancer had moved so quickly in my breast I had no option but to cut them off, as I told you. And I admit, even after a year, I still struggle with self-esteem and whether or not I look feminine, and does your father still love me like he used to? Gabriella struggled with what decision to make. How will I feel with one breast? Will I look funny to people? Will my friends still remain my friends? Or will there be a change in our relationship? What man will want to marry a woman with just one breast? My life has ended. Gabriella struggled with self-esteem for some months, but she thanked God she had a family she could lean on and who upheld her in her prayers. Gabriella decided to go the natural route, that is, changing her diet to a vegan diet. I know I'm cheating sitting down to a turkey meal, but what's eating a little meat every now and then? Gabriella said. Anyway, I am thankful to all of you for your prayers and for just being there at a time when I needed you most. I love you all. I do thank God for the healing that has taken place. Please pray with me that I will keep up the new diet, because as you know, I love eating meat and all that stuff they say is not good for you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible states in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible also says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door.
By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.